Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Whoever came up with the expression, grin and bear it, obviously was not thinking of a dental drill, because there's no grinning through that.
True enough, but soon you may be able to. Scientists have developed a fluid that, when applied to a cavity, enables a tooth to repair itself.
That's amazing, because normally a dentist has to drill away the decay and then refill it with dental material.
Bacteria in the mouth are the culprits of tooth decay. They live in a film called plaque that forms on and around teeth. When these bacteria metabolize starch or sugar, they excrete acids that break down the minerals that make up teeth, creating microscopic holes on the surface.
Over time, these holes increase in size and number, allowing the bacteria to work their way through the enamel, invade the softer dentin beneath, and then penetrate the pulp that contains the nerve and blood supply for the tooth.
But you don't have to wait until this happens to see the dentist, especially with this new treatment. This wonder fluid containing a protein called P11-4 is brushed on. It seeps into any microscopic hole and turns into a gel. This gel acts as scaffolding that attracts calcium, which regenerates the decayed area naturally and painlessly.
A test with a small group of adults with tooth decay was able to reverse the damage. What's surprising is the researchers are not sure why this treatment works.
Scientists have always assumed that once teeth erupt from the gums, they lose all ameloblasts, the cells responsible for the minerals that form teeth. Without them, it's unknown how P11-4 is able to stimulate the natural remineralization of the tooth.
Researchers are planning a study with a much larger group of patients. If successful, P11-4 could be in your dental office within 2 or 3 years.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.